It's 5:44. This is Click Here on CHUFM 89. My name is Mitchell Kaplan. Comic Book Chaos is the name of an exhibition currently on view at the Parkdale Gallery. It features the work of six artists, including Christian Alois and Vaughn Allen. Christian Alois is an artist and designer and author of the volume of Big Boss, and Vaughn Allen's comic volume is titled The Road to God Knows. They're both with me in the studio. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Christian, I thought I'd start by asking you, how did you get into creating comics?
Well, Big Boss started when I was a teenager, and he developed kind of as a, almost as a teenage angst, a way for me to deal with my teenage angst, and eventually it culminated into a self-published, a very modestly self-published graphic novel, which was, I think, called Dark Realms.
Okay.
And it was very nice, and I'm very proud of it. And it's a very rare thing that usually it's mostly friends that have it, and then I reprinted it a few years ago, and more recently I collaborated with an artist, a writer named Ryan Brandt, and he's somewhere in States. I forget what state, but I only spoke with him online, and then he wrote a script which. He's going to write it into a 5-issue storyline, and right now it's at the point where I've penciled it and started inking.
Now, Vaughn, your volume is The Road to God Knows. We've actually spoken about this before.
Yes.
on the show. It is somewhat autobiographical as well. Maybe you can give us some background on the character.
Yeah, the main character is a girl named Marie. She's a teenager, and as I always tell people, if you can imagine me being female, it's really autobiographical. I wanted to take elements of my own life and fictionalize them. I've never been a huge fan of doing pure autobiographical material. Fiction gives you a little bit of a distance. It's nice to draw on some of your own experiences. Write what you know is always the cliche that people use, and for a first book, I sort of really wanted to do something that I was comfortable with. And, you know, it really is a fairly quiet story about a girl dealing with her mom's schizophrenia. And, there's heavy elements to it. There's, if I'm doing my job right, there's a lot of emotional resonance with it. And, though there's humor in there as well.
What made you choose the medium of comics?
I love comics. The medium, and this is, to me, is just magic. It can speak so well in very different ways than what literature can, like traditional prose novels can, and what film can. It really inhabits a world between the two of them. And when it's done right, some amazing things can happen. In North America, they've been traditionally kind of dominated with one genre, which is the superhero genre. But really, the medium can be remarkably diverse. And when it works, oh man, it works. Mm.
How important are words versus images?
They each have an importance. Comics can work without words. Comics can't work, obviously, without pictures. But the images, like, to my mind, you can do a silent narrative and have a number of panels work with no explanation at all, and the reader can have their own interpretations for what's happening. But at the same time, when you have words, it creates oftentimes a deeper nuance, and you can play with the form. And this is, to me, is one of the exciting things, is, you know, you can have the words partially, either explain the picture. I think that's when comics at their weakest point, they can add more depth to a picture, or you can actually create contrast by having the words discuss something entirely different than what the picture is conveying. And that's the possibilities of what you can do with the two are just really endless.
Now, you've decided to go online with this mm-hmm. comic. Tell us a bit about the site that it's on and why you decided to go online.
It's on a site called girlomatic.com, and they're a really neat organization of a variety of different cartoonists, mostly female, though there are guys working there as well. And they primarily have focused on comics that are non-misogynistic, which is a weird thing to say, but there are a number of comics that have been out there traditionally that certainly will tend to appeal to sort of male purient desires and kind of sidestep women entirely, women and girls. And Girl-O-Matic is an attempt to change that, and really by showing comics from all varieties of genres, but the common, the sort of the common denominating element is that they are non-misogynistic, that a girl or a woman could enjoy, hopefully enjoy, at least some of them really well.
So does this mean that you're going to be writing it as it goes along? Like, because I know that you've got, like, every week you've got a different installment mm-hmm. up there. Does it, is it all basically written and it's just a question of putting it up week by week?
It is done. It is putting it up week by week.
Okay.
All 142 pages are up there. They're done, and it's going to be sort of an installment serialized online, and this way, you know, I can hopefully build up a bit of a bigger audience than I have currently.
Now, for both of you, I mean, you're in this exhibition. Is there a community for of support for you in Ottawa, or is basically is your support coming from around the world?
Well, I mean, I publish online too. I do a lot of commercial work and fine art as well. Mostly, art has been sold mostly online. You have to really communicate. In person. Usually with art, you have to. It's an in-person sort of thing. But graphic novels, there, you know, I have some graphic novels online, and I check my website, and they seem to be downloaded, so people are reading them, and the beauty of that is that it's wider, it can be very wider, so you know, if people are downloading stories, then you know, they can enjoy it in kind of in a private way, and without interference, and I don't know. It's just it's a different way of communicating with art.
So they, Vaughn?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't really think in terms of a community support there is really that much. Ottawa, I mean, really in Canada, I mean, more arts funding would certainly be helpful. As it stands right now, you know, graphic novels, if there are the grant funding that is there through something like the Canada Council, are actually under writing grants. Despite uh-huh. the fact that there's, you know, that they're actually written and drawn, it's under the writing grant. So in terms of community support, it's tough. I mean, there's not that much out there, and I think most, you know, each individual artist is kind of working on their own. One of the things that really excited me about doing the Parkdale Gallery show is just James's excitement of getting a bunch of us together.
James from Parkdale.
Yeah, James, yeah. The owner yeah. of Parkdale. And, you know, he's an artist, a terrific artist in his own right. And just having us all in one place to offer a bit more support than we'd each normally get here.
I've been talking with Christian Ellis and Vaughn Allen. They're part of the exhibition Comic Book Chaos, which is happening at Parkdale Gallery, 229 Armstrong, now extended until January 13th. And the website, it just says till January 6th, but it's till January 13th. The gallery will be closed until Friday, though, but it will be open on the weekend. It's generally open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 6 p.m. Thanks to both of you for coming by.
Thanks very much.